Big box stores? Get it with Filters Fast. Paying too much for brand name filters? Get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it, with Filters Fast. Even better, find out how to get your first filter free with free shipping by texting CLEAR to 543-543. At Filters Fast, we're the nation's largest filter home delivery company with all the brand name filters, plus high-quality Filters Fast brand filters for a fraction of the price. Forget paying way too much for hard-to-find filters at the big box stores. Get the filter you need delivered to your door, saving you time and money with Filters Fast. Now that's a smart choice. And right now, you can get your first filter free with free shipping. Find out how by texting CLEAR to 543-543. Text CLEAR to 543-543.
During the 4th of July holiday, most of us get to enjoy backyard barbecues, pool parties, family gatherings, and fireworks.
Things we take for granted because of the men and women who make our freedom possible.
Our United States military.
Take this time to acknowledge all members of our armed forces and thank them.
Because their unwavering strength and determination allows all of us to live the American way.
Happy Birthday America from KTRS and from Fred and Mary Kay Wiesahan at Marie de Villa. A tradition continues.
It's Frank O'Pinion, wishing everybody a real happy 4th of July tomorrow. Some of you have taken the day off and made an extended weekend out of it. And I think it's a good time, too, to remind everybody that Johnny Londoff Chevrolet is run by a man who's very patriotic, because that man's dad was very patriotic. John Londoff Sr. was a Marine. And one of the first signs of that is that when you're coming down 270 from either direction, an easy marker to know that you're getting close to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet is that American flag that flies real high above the dealership. One of the most visible American flags in any part of St. Louis, and it says a lot about what's been handed down from the dad to the son. And the other thing that was handed down was how to treat customers, all customers. And you'll see that. You'll see that when you go there to shop. If you ever get a chance to sit in the waiting room and look at the people around you, they know, they get it. And for many of them, it's not their first purchase there. A lot of repeat business, and for good reason. If you don't know what I'm talking about, that just tells me you have never been to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, and I invite you to do that. Whether it's for a new Chevy or a pre-owned car, they appreciate your business and your loyalty. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit, right below the big proudly waved American flag, Interstate 270, 24/7 at Londoff.com.
I used to be a Rolling Stone, you know. If a cause was right, I'd leave to find an answer on the road.
Back on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Two down, one to go. Hope you're enjoying your holiday weekend. And if not, it's 5 o'clock, so now you can start enjoying your holiday interrupted weekend.
You betcha.
Hey, Philadelphia. Now, that's a good patriotic song. They can play that at the Pride Parade and the 4th of July Parade.
Yeah.
And they should.
You said at the beginning of the show that you went to the Pride
parades.
Parade.
I did.
Love parades. You went to the Pride Parade.
I did.
And you said it was a great parade.
I was amazed at how many people were there.
There was one problem. There wasn't enough music.
Yeah, well, two problems. One, it was too straight. It wasn't flamboyant enough.
It wasn't as wild as you were hoping.
I didn't want two guys kissing the whole time, but I wanted. It was like the Labor Day parade.
Feather boas and, you know, Elton John.
8 million trade unions.
And Donald Duck suits.
And they did have the balloon brigade. That was cool. Bubble machines. Cut the thing in half time-wise, and then bubble machines and music.
Now, what was the deal back in the day? You guys lived through this. I didn't. With Elton John performing stadium venues wearing Donald Duck costumes.
Dressed up as Donald Duck?
Yeah. What was that?
It was the 70s, and everyone was on cocaine and Quaaludes. Okay. I believe Tim Weiland can attest to
that. I mean, that's probably the answer.
I threw the Quaaludes from the Mummers Parade.
Oh, I threw the pill in the people.
You're stealing from Tina Fey now.
Tell you what, I did see him back in the 80s when he played Under the Arch on 4th of July.
Yeah. What was he wearing?
He put some back then, he put a hell of a show on.
I've seen Elton John about 10 times.
Really?
And when it's not an electric keyboard, which was most of the 80s stuff, it was the best music, and it was so enjoyable. I loved it. So if you had a chance, go see him. Why do they call Philadelphia the city of brotherly love? Does anybody
know? Mm. That's a good question, since it really...
Yes, Bill?
Since it really has... there is no brotherly love there, at least for sporting events.
Sarcastic.
Like, I think literally the word Philadelphia means city of brotherly love.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Josh Gilbert.
He Googles fast. He really Googles fast.
Well done. So traditions on the holiday are interesting, barbecues and all the rest. But a lot of people don't get to take the 4th of July off. I'm wondering, we're working today, but to me this is fun. So I'm not, you know, grousing about anything. But for those of you out there that either had to work today or have to work tomorrow, or those of you who have loved ones are doing that, what are you doing? Why wasn't everything closed today? It seems like everything should have been closed today. Maybe not the bank. I like when the bank's open. But the national holiday is July 4th. It has been July 4th since 1941, I believe. That's when they first made it a national holiday. Why don't you give us a call here, 314-969-5877, 888-550-5877, and star KTRS. It feels a little like a holiday, but I want to know and hear from people that are either working or work today or have to work tomorrow.
And why you're working.
And why?
Yeah, right.
That's like a high school exam. Who's working? Why?
Why am I working today?
Why are you working? Because
as a traffic reporter. Because other than a few things we had this morning, you can only find so many ways of going.
I'm just going to tell you that other than there's only one person that could even get close to filling the shoes of Dan Straff, it's Tim Wilde.
Oh, gee, thanks. All right, let me answer phones here.
All right, go ahead. And if he's anything like Dan, we're not going to get any of the names on the calls proper.
All right, well, so we got a full phone bank, so just give Tim a little time.
Yeah, we'll give Tim a little time. Look at you, Josh.
A little story.
Well, how many shows is that today for you?
This is my eighth show. I think technically third.
Three more to go.
Backyard cookouts.
Yes.
Are you a hot dog or a hamburger?
In the summertime, I'm a hot dog, but the gout has kicked in. But if you say, what's your reaction? Hot dog. And not just any hot dog. The Ballpark Frank.
Yeah.
Made by High Grades. I didn't Google this, but in St. Louis, I've noticed that Hunter is the official hot dog of the Busch Stadium and has been for, I think, a long time.
I'm kind of when I go to the store, I'm a Hebrew National
kind
of guy.
Look at you. Don't tell anybody. They won't let you in the VP fair.
Right. So that's what I pick. But
now, I didn't say what the best hot dog was, but my traditional barbecue hot dog backyard grill is the Ballpark Frank, because I got weaned on that. So see how I did that? Wean?
Mm-hmm.
Tiger Stadium. I grew up in Detroit. It was Ballpark Frank's. Do you know what their slogan was? Ballpark Frank's. Plump when you cook them. Bump, bump, bump.
Bump, ba, dum, bump.
So we did that. And you mentioned hot dogs. I think the best hot dogs are best kosher hot dogs.
I got to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Ketchup or no ketchup?
No ketchup. You can't put ketchup on a 9 years old. What are you, nine? You can put barbecue sauce on it.
America.
I learned how to put barbecue sauce on a hot dog? Strip clubs.
Okay.
It's not bad.
Joe's on the phone.
Joe, hi.
Hi, how are you guys doing today? Hey, I'm going to see you in there.
Hallelujah.
Hang on.
Hallelujah.
I've got it. Start talking, I'll find it.
Nobody's in there. All right, anybody listening? You want this thing on?
We're all in.
Right. Check.
check.
So you're working, you got to work?
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. I work today, and I got to work tomorrow, and the next day. I work for a big airline out of here in St. Louis, and it's just another day for us.
Outstanding. Right. Do you enjoy that?
Time and a half? Is it holiday pay?
Well, we don't get that, but, I mean, we make pretty good money for doing it. It's just amazing that how many people fly. In the old days, people never used to fly on the holidays. Now it's one of the busiest days. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. You would think people want to be where they want to be, but I don't know if it's cheap fares or what it is, but just people just They don't care when they fly, early, late, you know, it doesn't matter.
So I've got a question for you. It's, so sure. You said you don't, they don't really pay like time and a half or holiday pay, but do you get like a trade-off day where if you work on the 4th of
June? Yes, we get one free day a month where it makes up for, instead of getting a holiday, you get that. We get Thanksgiving and Christmas, of course, double time, but through the month we get a free day, it's called. So you can pick any day you want by seniority to be off every month.
Cool. Awesome. Joe, yeah, thanks, and thanks for what you do.
For people like me where I don't have enough seniority, I'll go in there tomorrow, you know.
Sure.
Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, but it's amazing that I remember from way back when, I've been in the industry about 35 years, and people never used to fly on holidays. Now it just doesn't matter if you can get there early in the morning and be with your family that night, you know, it works. You know? All right.
Outstanding. Thank you for what you do. Thanks for keeping the plane safe.
You guys, too, and I love you. You guys have a great day.
Thanks. Happy 4th.
I think he said that to you. Timmy loves you. Or he said it to Josh. There's a gal that worked here that you would think that would make
all
sense.
All right. She doesn't work here anymore.
Peggy. Peggy's on the phone. Peggy, hi. Are you working on the holiday?
I worked today. I worked till 3 o'clock. I work for Gabriel Group, a direct mail company in Earth City, and the mail still has to go out for our customers. Yeah.
The mail's got to go out. Now, when people tell you that, my parents, my mom, my stepdad were in the printing business, and I worked in that industry for a while. I think it's cool. But when you tell people that, because it's very creative, there's a lot of deadlines, I like it, the people go, oh, junk mail. I mean, do they do that still?
Some people do, but we work for a lot of nonprofits. We work for a lot of companies that are outside of the St. Louis area. So it's great.
You know what Frank would say? You're saving lives.
That's right.
Every day.
I might be killing trees, but I am saving lives.
Peggy, if the post office isn't going to be working tomorrow, then what was the rush of getting stuff in today?
Well, we still need it to be at the post office to get it moving across country and get in the mail stream.
All right.
So without telling us any of your clients or anything, what project was it today? How many pieces of mail did you guys have to process to get ready to go out for today's deadline?
I honestly didn't pay attention because I was worried about my own clients.
How many skids?
And not everybody. And I didn't look at how many skids. Last week was just incredibly busy all week.
Look, Scott.
Because everybody was trying to get it before the 4th.
It's the day before a holiday, and she's trying to get off at 3 p.m. She doesn't have time to look and check it out.
I'm using industry
and
terms.
See what
Peggy
she's
and
doing.
I are talking industry talk. Right. Skids of all paper. Right. Peggy, thank you. Have a great 4th tomorrow.
You guys, too. Thank you so much.
Happy
outstanding.
Fourth.
Thanks.
Tim?
John?
John.
John.
Yes, yes, sir. I'm aiming to PM.
Look at that. He almost has it. A couple more hours and he'll get it. Just right.
That's right. Yeah, yes, sir. I did work today.
What do you do, sir?
I drive a truck. I haul material for concrete plants.
That's all.
Like Breckenridge and stuff like that. Concrete plant, rock, sand, stuff like that for concrete plants.
Are you in town? So it's construction stuff. Do you do over the road?
I haul from down south around Iron Mountain and the Lowe's area up to, towards the airport stuff, Breckenridge, wherever Breckenridge has a plant.
I'm fascinated by people that drive trucks for a living. It's an important job. How do you, besides, of course, listening to this show, how do you keep it fresh?
How do I keep it fresh? I think the traffic keeps you fresh because there's always people that don't realize that, you know, my truck weighs 80,000 pounds loaded and they cut in front of you, no signals. I know I'm not getting off subject, but it's just like they don't realize that I can't stop as quick as they can. And a lot of them, I see them on their cell phones, are putting on makeup. One lady I seen one morning, she had an iPad in her steering wheel. She was playing with it.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, it's just, we just got to stay on our toes because if they hit me, more than likely, you're going to get badly hurt.
I've always said this. The truckers are the safest drivers on the roads. Because
we have to be. We have to drive for people that really don't pay attention, honestly. I know it's a bit sad to say, but a lot of people don't pay attention.
John, is there a type, is there a make and model of vehicle that's the worst? Like, if you see, like, this kind of car, uh-oh. Can we stereotype it by car?
Yeah.
Land Rovers, Mercedes.
All the nice ones.
They just think, you know, get out of my way, I'm coming through.
Yep.
Your exit comes up. They drive that road every day. Their exit comes up in like 100 feet. They're over, all the way over from the pass lane to the exit lane. No signals, not even looking. Just expecting people move out of my way. I'm coming through.
John, how long have you been driving?
Honestly, I drove in the military for 25 years on heavy equipment, so I've been probably driving, you know, trucks probably 35 years.
What is the biggest thing that is affecting driving that you've seen since your day starting?
People talking on the phones.
And texting, maybe?
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm out of my truck now. I'm heading home. Yeah, that's what I said. A lot of people talking on their phones, they don't realize that they're driving along, looking down at their phones, reading the newspaper, ladies putting makeup on.
It's an epidemic right now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So, Scott, you had asked, well, how do you keep it fresh when you're driving every day? I know a guy named Jason, and this is what I find fascinating. The guys that drive all the way up to Indiana and then come home and sleep in their own bed at night, you know, these 6-hour trips there and back. And I say, what do you do the whole time? And he says, oh, you know, I eat cookies and I listen to Frank Opinion. So I'm like, okay.
The great Ron, one of the callers here, whose house I've been to many times on the 4th of July, they have a tradition that involves watermelon and explosive devices. He drives a truck and drives the mail. I'm not going to tell you where his address is until the 5th of July.
Right.
But there are a lot of people that do that, and God bless them.
Yeah.
Are we going to
Mike?
Mike. Hi, Mike. You're working today or tomorrow?
I am in the PM.
Look at
that. And I believe it's just another hot day.
Just another hot day? Just another hot, sleepy, dusty Delta city. Day, perhaps?
Possibly.
Well, wait a minute. We might be able to help you with that.
So I was the first
one. He did Sinead O'Connor on you.
All right, what's going on?
The same company for 32 years, and I took the day off.
Good for you.
All right.
I've been fighting cancer for 3 years, and I'm going to have barbecue tomorrow, and I just need to get shit ready. And
okay.
All right.
Well, we wish him all the best.
Yeah.
And a great day off.
Mike, have a good...
Truly all the best.
Good 4th. Yeah. I think he might have started his 4th of July a little... early.
But we wish him the best. All right.
Let's go to Mary.
Mary.
Hi.
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 I am in the PM.
Look at that.
Hallelujah. We've got a clock
on. Yes, I work today and I work tomorrow.
Oh, no. What do you do?
Yeah. I am a housekeeper at a senior living complex.
Okay. That's very, very important. How do the family members attend to their loved ones that are in the facility? Are they good visitors by and large? Are they sporadic? Or are you guys really the family for these?
It's all different. You know, each person has their own different. For the majority, they're very good. You know, for family members. For the majority, they're very good. Of course, there's always a few that don't have. There's some of them that don't even really have family.
So you're the family.
Yeah.
So what events do you guys have planned for, like, a holiday, 4th of July weekend?
Oh, for the 4th of July?
Yeah.
Oh, tomorrow they have a huge barbecue. They have hamburgers, hot dogs, bratwurst, corn on the cob, baked beans. And then at the end, they have something, coleslaw. And then at the end, they have a make-your-own sundae bar.
What time can Josh and Tim and I show up?
No kidding.
We're thinking about putting ourselves in the home.
12 o'clock.
Okay. Well, Mary, thank you for the work that you do. And to you and your colleagues and to everybody at wherever facility, happy 4th of July.
Well, happy 4th of July to you, and give me a big smile.
Outstanding.
You got it.
Give me some food, I'll give you a big smiley. All right. Steve.
Hi, I'm AM in the PM. Hallelujah. And yes, I work today. I'm a vending machine repairman, which doesn't seem like you'd have to work, but
yeah.
You have when you have hospitals and hotels and post offices as customers, if they break down, they want them fixed that day. They don't want to wait till Wednesday.
I love vending machines. We have some here. I have some at my office. What's the trend now in the vending machines? What's the cool stuff, the stuff that seems to go like hotcakes?
Well, first of all, debit card readers are the biggest thing that people use. Mm-hmm. And everybody says that they want healthy stuff, but they don't.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Liars. It's like everybody says they're going to work out on January 1st.
Yeah, and you put healthy stuff in the machines, and 60 days later, you throw it away. Yeah, they all say they want it, but nobody wants it.
We're each going to guess and our own favorite thing and see if it's like in the top list. Can we do that?
Go ahead.
Right. Most popular thing. I'll go first.
Okay.
Yep. Snickers.
All right. Snickers? Tim? I'm going to go Reese's peanut chips. Butter cup.
Barbecue chips is Tim's.
Tim's is barbecue chips. Mine's is Reese's peanut butter cup. Okay, but I like Josh's.
Steve?
Peanut M&M's are the number one.
Oh, look at that. Wow. Peanut M&M's.
Yep. Snickers are number two, and Reese's peanut butter cups number three.
Look at, do we know our junk food or what?
Yeah, you guys do.
supplemental food supply, not junk food.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
Don't say anything pejorative about that. All right. Thank you, Steve. And you're not working tomorrow, right?
Well, I'm on call, but no, hopefully I don't.
Man's running a little business. That's the way it goes.
All right.
Thank you so much. Have a great fourth either way. Thank you all for calling and all of your time. Tim?
Meet me.
Mr. Barbecue Chips.
All right.
Hey, we could call you Chips.
Call me Chips.
Hey, Chips. How's the traffic
going? I'm Trevor Phillips. Here's Chips with the traffic.
Oh, my gosh. Please don't. Got an accident on Southbound Highway 55 just before Bayless. It is blocking the right lane. Really not much of a backup. Everything else is running well. We have, it did have a little bit of rain out in the Wentzville area that seemed to slow a few things down between Wentzville Parkway out through Forestell. Eastbound 40 is a little heavier now. I guess it's baseball traffic and Fair St. Louis because you're slowing McKnight through Hanley and also on westbound 40 from Hampton through McCausland. This report is brought to you by Staples. It's your office away from your office with everything you need to paint or print, scan or fax, access files from a USB, email or the cloud, and use self-serve machines to get back to business. Staples, it's pro time. And I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Desk.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here. And if you want the most out of your home's outdoor space this year, you need to go see my friends at Outdoor Living, Inc. They're at I-44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood. Now, Outdoor Living has a showroom with a wide variety of deck displays, rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screened-in porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms, just to name some of the things they have. You also need to check out Outdoor Living's complete line of Trex decking, framing, and outdoor furniture. All Trex decking is made from 95% recycled material, and it's built to last with a 25-year warranty. Trex decks are wrapped in the high-performance shell that resists fading, stains, mold, mildew, and weathering. It's where I went for my deck, and now my home is the envy of the neighborhood, if I do say so myself. Outdoor Living on South Holmes near Big Bend and I-44 in Kirkwood, 314-966-3325, or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
Credit card debt is like quicksand. Once you fall into it, it's almost impossible to get out. That's because once they've trapped you, the credit card companies keep sucking you deeper into debt with outrageous interest rates and fees. But now you can pull yourself out of debt just by reaching for your phone and calling Credit Associates. If you owe $5,000 or more on your credit cards and you can't afford to pay off your debt, you don't have to. Let us settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe. We'll even show you how much you could save. For free information, call 1-800-900-1802. You can get completely free from debt faster than you ever imagined, without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee. You've got nothing to lose but your debt. So reach for your phone and pull yourself out of debt with this life-changing free information from Credit Associates. 1-800-900-1802. That's 1-800-900-1802.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies, is the man in your life not as energetic or exciting as the guy you fell in love with? Well, it's not his fault. Once a man hits 45, his body has less free testosterone, which can make it a lot harder for him to stay in shape. That's why we want to give your guy a complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix can help boost his free testosterone levels with Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help him feel stronger, more energetic, and more passionate, too. So if you want to help the guy in your life feel like the man he used to be, just text 42424 and enter the word MUCH, and we'll give him a complimentary bottle. Award-winning Nugenix is available at many fine retailers, but you can only get your complimentary bottle from Nugenix. Text 42424 and enter MUCH. Again, text 42424 and enter M-U-C-H.
Ah, 4th of July. You know what that means? It means a celebration of independence and freedom. Here's what else it means. It means the actual beginning of the worst of St. Louis summer heat and humidity. That's what it means. Latter part of July and August can be miserable, but not if your air conditioning is working the way it should. Which brings me to Matheny Heating and Cooling. My system is 17, 18 years old. And I keep waiting for the bad news, but it hasn't come yet. And I think part of the reason is I have Matheny keep an eye on it and keep it maintained. And it's just humming away. And I'm pretty sure it'll get me through the summer because I've got a company that I like and I trust. But what are you looking for in a heating and cooling company? Fair, respectful to your house, competitive in price, get there when you need them. There you go. I just described Matheny, so I have your heating and cooling company. Next time you need to call somebody, do us a favor. If you're AM and the PM, call them and tell them you're AM and the PM. I think you'll be glad you did. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
During the 4th of July holiday, most of us get to enjoy backyard barbecues, pool parties, family gatherings, and fireworks.
Things we take for granted because of the men and women who make our freedom possible.
Our United States military.
Take this time to acknowledge all members of our armed forces and thank them.
Because their unwavering strength and determination allows all of us to live the American way.
Happy birthday, America, from KTRS and Signature Exteriors. They've got you covered with roofing, siding, and gutters.
You don't need a thermometer to tell you it's hot and getting hotter, but you might need Scott's Turf Builder with Summer Guard. Right now, you can save up to $10 at the Home Depot. Turf Builder with Summer Guard helps lawns absorb water and nutrients, guarding against longer days, higher heat, and little rain. In other words, summer. Be on guard with Scott's Turf Builder with Summer Guard, and right now, save up to $10 from the number one retailer for Scott's fertilizer, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th.
Mary, you're glowing gold.
I know. I joined the Fuel Rewards program and got rewarded with instant gold status at Shell.
And now your body radiates gold?
Yes, and I save 5 cents a gallon on every fill every day.
5 cents a gallon? Wow.
And gold is all the rage this season.
Oh, yeah.
Get rewarded with instant gold status at Shell with the Fuel Rewards program. It's free to join, so join now at fuelrewards.com/gold. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for full details. Doesn't actually turn bodies gold.
I don't know where you bank. There's no way I would know that. That's your business. But I will ask you this question. Why are you banking there? And would you consider moving to First Community Credit Union to do your banking? If your answer is, oh, I'm pretty happy. Why would I do that? I'm fine. Fine's not good enough. And you don't know what fine is until you become a member of First Community Credit Union. It's not just fine. The rates are competitive. The place is very stable and secure. A lot of assets owned by the customers. We're called members. And it's the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. 43 locations. First Community Credit Union, give that some thought, will you? In the meantime, stop in and have some free popcorn on us at any location. FirstCommunity.com.
John Philip Sousa.
James Brown a proud American?
Not anymore. Ow! He's dead. Just a few more minutes left on the Large Morning Show's 3rd of July Sleepy Dusty Delta Day show. Scott in for Frank, and Josh in for Ian, and Tim in for Dan. Our last segment was pretty well received by the folks that are working this weekend. Tomorrow's the barbecue day, right? I mean, maybe tonight's a barbecue, but, you know, the 4th of July. If you don't have to work, you're usually at some kind of a barbecue.
Yeah.
Or you're barbecuing. And it's the time when I think the guys primarily get the apron and this, the food, and they get out and they make stuff. Do you have a signature dish, gentlemen, in your family or at a barbecue, where this is the cornerstone of the 4th of July barbecue?
Well, I got to say that every time I go over to a certain uncle's house, he's always got pork steaks going, but they're the real thin kind of pork steaks. I don't know where you get them from, but they're out of the deli case.
They come in the plastic saran.
Yeah. And I've never had a real pork steak until my adult life when I actually went to one of these new barbecue places that are popping up. Barbecue places, by the way, just blowing up around St. Louis. And they got those thick pork steaks, and they're so tender.
Yeah.
And it's a lot better than these thin little things that my uncle used to throw on.
And the whole pork steak thing is a regional phenomenon. You know that, right?
Yes, of course.
You guys know that.
Yes.
That you go to, you know, Wisconsin, Tim.
No, they don't.
They don't know what that is.
Nope, not at all.
Have you've spent a lot of time in the holiday season in the summer in Wisconsin,
right?
Because your family's from there, or you have family there,
right?
Brats, am I being sort of
no? Brats and chicken.
Brats and chicken.
Brats and
chicken. Chicken legs, chicken thighs, chicken breasts.
A half a chicken.
A half a chicken.
If you go up to Prentice and they have their progress days in September, you can buy their signature is the chicken dinner. It's a half a chicken grilled.
We never do chicken.
Really?
Never grilled chicken.
Wow.
Now tell me about the brats, because when you said brats, my mouth started watering. Are they really special in Wisconsin versus just going to the down to the butcher shop?
I don't think they're any different. You know, I think it's how you prepare them. And
how do they make them? Do they grill them?
They boil them in beer. You know, they let them simmer in beer afterwards.
That all sounds good. And you're pork steak.
We are pork steak people.
I'm a ribs guy.
Half rack?
Have been. Full just, rack. Yeah, a full rack. Just rack it out.
Now, is ribs something that you grill and then you put in the oven for like 10 hours? How do you make ribs?
I think the best way to do ribs is to not smoke them. I know that people love to smoke ribs for who has 8 hours to cook food?
Right.
I mean, come on, I want to get to it. I think you parboil them a little bit just so it gets cooked so they don't get too dry, and then you put them on the grill. And then you do a little sauce about the last 15 minutes or so.
Wow.
And then burgers.
And right.
Hot dogs and brats. So, 969-5877. 888-555-877.
Let's go back to the pork steaks.
Let's go back to the pork steaks.
Okay. Let me ask you something, Josh. And I know exactly what you're talking about. You know, we always had those, you know, not even an inch thick or whatever. But you go to the ones now and they're very thick. But if you had family or friends in from out of town that have never had a pork steak, would you? Like, I will not make a pork steak for the people from Wisconsin. And the reason being, we know what they are, but they're so fatty. You know, you got to tear through them. I wouldn't want to serve that to people for their first time because I think that might turn them off.
That's a great point. I know you have a favorite place about the barbecue and the pork steaks. Can you give me an 100% honest place for your favorite pork steak that doesn't to walk over any kind of loyalty that you may have to somebody else?
No.
Okay. That's what I thought. I'm going to tell you, because I don't have any loyalties in any of these places. There's a place in South County that took over from Penny's Barbecue.
Penny's, yeah.
STL Barbecue and more.
Yeah.
This pork steak is about as thick as my hand.
Yeah.
It is as tender as it gets. You don't need a knife. And it doesn't have that fat. They figured out a way to cook it so that it kind of marbles through.
So tender.
It's like eating a T-bone steak of tender pork. You've been there.
I, I haven't been there. I've been when it was Penny.
When it was Penny.
And
same,
that's the first one
same,
I had.
Same, I'm told by the guy that owns it.
They haven't changed
same
thing.
Cook and same recipe.
Wow.
Now, I don't want a lot of sauce on that thing. But that is like...
Oh, no. It's got to be drowning in sauce for me.
You got to
be
drowning in sauce?
I love sauce. But, you know, every once in a while, Sugar Fire will do a pork steak special, so can't leave them out of the mix, per se. But that place that you told me about, you brought food in, and that...
We brought that in.
I had that pork steak, and it was, you know, my jaw...
It's crazy good. Not that there aren't other places that do great stuff, great ribs and all that.
Miss Piggy's in Overland.
That's a... Good call. That's a really good call.
They do a lot of good pork steak.
Is that Ken?
Ken's on the phone.
Where you get to Ken here, the one, it's called the Sawmill over in Cahokia. When we used to go there, Friday and Saturday is the only day they have the pork steak.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for like $9.99 with two sides and everything.
Nice,
and I'm telling you what,
steak,
it
right?
is thick and it is good.
Ken,
so where's my uncle getting those inch-thick pork steaks?
Aldi's. Ken, you're on the Large Morning Show.
Yeah, my name's Ken. Hey, the best way I have found to do the ribs is a friend of mine told me to buy a rib rack that you put on the grill. Forget about parboiling them. Just set them on the rack in direct heat for 30 minutes. After 30 minutes, turn them over on the, you know, the other side in the rib rack.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll put barbecue sauce on them for about 5 minutes each side. I'll put them in the oven for about an hour and a half on about 275, covered, and the meat just falls off the bone.
Okay. We're coming to your house.
All right.
So
excellent.
Ken's way of doing it.
I like it better than mine.
Right. It's not the 8 hour smoking.
No, that's silly.
But that's still about a 3 hour kind of preparation from start to finish.
It's tough meat and it's pork, so you got to cook it all the way through and still make it tender. What I would really is this place in of course growing up in Detroit that it's called the Boneyard. Just anybody that's been up there, this is unbelievable. In fact, I was telling you about Ron, the truck driver. He was running the mail up to Detroit. He specifically stopped there and brought me ribs back one time.
Wow.
He didn't do it anymore, but he should. They do it by rotisserie. They rotisserie the ribs, slow cook it. It works. Bob, how are you, sir?
This is Bob. This is Bob with 1-0.
Okay.
Hey, you guys are talking ribs?
Yes.
I will change your complete rib world. Everybody has all these complex Rube Goldberg recipes, you know, do it this temperature for this many hours and this smoke and the oven and the boiling. It's very simple. You have to brine your ribs first in salt water.
Very good.
And it's a quarter cup or a half cup per gallon of, you know, half cup of salt, gallon of water, and it's everywhere in between. And you got to let it soak for about an hour. That's it, in the water. You rinse them really well, and then you season however you want them, and you just throw them on the grill, really hot fire. Just keep turning them, and when they start shrinking a little bit, you know they're done. They're the most tender, delicious ribs you ever had.
Outstanding.
It works with pork steaks. It works with chicken, but especially the pork and the ribs.
Thank you.
Brine your food first.
Brine it first. Great. All right.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Bob. Brad.
I think, by the way, that was our first Rube Goldberg mention.
Yeah.
That is our first Rube Goldberg invention. Brad, hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent.
I just want to tell you the best pork steak in St. Louis.
Yes, sir.
Cafe Telegraph. It's on Telegraph Road, close to where the entrance is to go to JB Park, JB Cemetery.
If they're open.
Theirs is the size of a chuck roast.
And tender?
Very tender.
I'm going there.
Cut it with your fork, yep.
Great suggestion. Thank you, sir. Have a great 4th of July.
You can take the other half home and have a meal the next day.
This is exactly what
I'll second that because I've been there.
All right.
That's a good one?
It's a good one, yeah.
All right. To all of you, whether it's ribs, pork steaks, hamburgers, chicken, all the rest of that, don't forget the sides. Don't forget to do the potato salad right. Don't forget to do coleslaw. Don't forget all that stuff.
Adam's ribs. Oh, I forgot the coleslaw. Remember MASH?
Yeah, that's right. Toledo, Ohio, right?
Right? Chicago, Dearborn Station.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
He knows it all.
I watch too much TV.
Tell us how the traffic is down to that that rib joint in Telegraph.
All right. Well, they did clear the accident that was on southbound Highway 55 at Bayless. All lanes are open. Everything is thinned out there. Like I said, it's just baseball traffic, I believe, coming in that's slowing some things down now on eastbound Highway 40 from 170 through Big Bend. You're also a little bit heavy, it looks like, from Bellevue through about Oakland. That's because you got the ramps that are shut down on westbound Highway 40 at Hampton. Again, westbound 40 at Clayton Skinker. The ramp from Clayton Skinker on to eastbound 40 is closed, and eastbound 40 ramp to Hampton is shut down, all because of Fair St. Louis. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. Staples is your office away from your office with everything you need to print, scan, or fax, access files from a USB, email, or the cloud, and use self-serve machines to get back to business. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Desk.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in DePere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
Hi, it's David Sherwood of the Inside Out Show. I'm president of Sherwood's Forest on Barrett Station Road, just south of Manchester. Summer planting season is here now. We're fully stocked with the area's largest selection of evergreens, Japanese maples, and shade trees. Choose from ginkgos, October glory maples, hornbeam, hackberry, and parodius to provide summertime shade. At Sherwood's, you also find thousands of blooming perennials and annuals to add color to your landscape. Enjoy the beauty of summer blooming shrubs like limelight and pinky winky hydrangeas, crepe myrtle, St. John's wort, roses, and a large variety of sun-loving perennials. All of Sherwood's installations are guaranteed for 2 years. And keep your landscape happy with proper smart irrigation by greenturf.com. So head to the forest, Sherwood's Forest, 2651 Barrett Station Road, or check out our inventory at sherwoods-forest.com. We're open 7 days a week.
Home and garden, showplace, and beautiful gardens. Come alive.
There, it's Frank Opinion wishing you a great 4th of July, whatever it is you're going to do, even if you just stay home. And hope that, I know it's too late for, nobody makes a 4th of July resolution. That's a New Year's thing. But why not? Why not a 5th of July resolution that in the second half of this year, you're going to finally go to the dentist? Or not finally go, you've been going, but you're going to change dentists because you're really not crazy about your dentist anyway. Him or her, they're old, they're in a bad mood, got bad breath, maybe they're getting ready to retire, maybe they're already retired, and you just, the thought of getting another dentist, ugh, because you don't like the thought because you weren't that crazy about your dentist before. Ballas Dental Care, there you go. Been going there for 44 years, I'm inviting you. It's all I can do, I can't make you go. But please, take care of your teeth and your gums. You're going to be really sorry if you don't. And don't worry about the shape your mouth is in. They've seen worse. Ballas Dental Care, the corner of Ballas and Clayton Roads. BallasDentalCare.com.
Just a few minutes left on the Monday edition of the Large Morning Show. Scott in for Frank, and of course Josh has been in for Ian, and Tim's been in for Dan. Whether you're having a barbecue, you're going to go to the fireworks tonight, the ball game tonight, or you're going to do something in your community, what we really want you to do is not only enjoy the time with your family, but spend a little bit of time thinking about how we got here. I don't know if we can do anything about getting out of this mess, but we got here on a very interesting and important philosophy, and that is that the power and really the whole idea of the country is based on the people. The people give that power to those that are in charge, and they're only as in charge as we want them to be. And don't forget that. So it's about barbecuing. It's about having fun with your family, but it's also about really reflecting on it. And I think whether or not it was the 2nd of July or the 8th of July or the 3rd of June or some other sleepy, dusty Delta day, 4th of July, and what reading of that very important document. The Declaration of Independence was is a changer, not only of this country, the starter, but a changer in the way that the world looked. And if you go back a few years, there was a mini-series about one of the founding fathers, John Adams, and they had a great rendition of the full reading of the Declaration of Independence. And we'll bring this to you as we say goodbye on behalf of Tim and Josh. I'm Scott. Happy 4th of July, everybody.
When, in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth a separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, and that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is in the right of the people to alter or abolish it, and to institute new governments. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states.
In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis. Is Fox 2 News at 6.
If you guys have done Fair St. Louis, you know you need to get here early to get a good seat. Mike from O'Fallon, there's nobody around you. Did you get a good seat?
Enough space.
I think they're good here. We'll tell you everything going on for Fair St. Louis, Monday edition, straight ahead.
An early morning murder in Ladue. What we're learning about the man suspected and the neighbor's reaction to the news. A third year begins without a budget in Illinois. The high-stakes game of political chicken playing out in Springfield and the people caught in the middle.
And good evening. Sandy Miller is off tonight. First